Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
You've heard mention of the 2.1 billion euro that's being collected in tolls on Irish roads since 2008. This is on the M50. And the News Talk exclusive finds that the Port Tunnel alone collected 32 million in 2024. That's up from 28 million the previous year. We want to know, though, are we paying too much in toll charges? Do you think you pay too much on a daily basis? Dee is with me on the line. How much do you pay on a regular basis for toll charges, Dee?
Oh, gosh, a lot. Unfortunately, I work on the wrong side of the city from where my office is. So I do actually use the Port Tunnel and I use the Eastlink Bridge. But part of me doesn't mind paying those because it's for the convenience. Because I do think that, if you have to pay a toll, at least you get something back, whether that's a faster journey or a safer road or a well-kept road, it's okay. But I guess my main issue is actually with the M50 toll, because I don't think that is a fair toll. And the reason is, I guess, the original toll was set up to pay for the bridge that went across the M50, but that was paid for like years and years and years ago. And since that happens, the M50 has been extended, it's been upgraded. Yet the only people who are paying for the use of the M50 are those who live or pass by the N3 or the N4. But there's thousands and thousands of people who use the M50 every day further south who never have had to pay a penny. So I don't think that's fair. I do have a suggestion, which is something like when I was in Johannesburg a couple of years ago, they have a system where in their urban motorways, you pay a small amount for every section you go through. So every time you pass by like an exit or whatever, they scan your tag and you pay like a small amount. And I think something like that, if you have to pay a toll at all, and if it is going to give you a better experience, better, faster journey, et cetera, safer. I think something that's fair for everybody who uses it, particularly when it's a commuter route or something that people have no choice but to use.
So the more you go or the further you go in the journey, the more you pay, Dee.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for instance, if I'm getting on at Junction 9 and getting off at Junction 11, I shouldn't be paying the same amount as somebody who's going from Junction 7 to 14.
Exactly. Or actually, if you're getting on and off at Junction 7 and 9, you're probably not paying. So at the moment, only people who are going between junctions, whatever they are, whatever the numbers are for...
Yeah, no, but the point being that the more you go, the more you pay.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
That's just exactly.
Would you agree with that, Dermot? Would that make it fairer for motorists?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I suppose it would make it fairer, if you were paying, depending on how much you actually use the road. I was making the point that in 2023, a group of us drove from Bilbao in Spain to Nantes in France, and we paid something over 160 euros, almost 200 euros in road tolls. We were constantly paying all the way up along the road. So when I heard the conversation about the road tolls increasing, I kind of remembered that and thought, look, we're not actually doing too badly in comparison with some other places.
So maybe our own system isn't as bad as we thought then, Dermot.
Well, look, don't get me wrong, Andrea. I have a small food distribution business. I'd love if there was no road tolls because it would save me an awful lot of money. But I'm just comparing with what I saw a couple of years ago, and I was really shocked. We actually spent more money on road tolls than we did on diesel. So, just in comparison with that situation, it's not actually too bad.
If you're on the road on a regular basis with your business, can you give us a ballpark figure, Dermot? Like, what sort of toll charges are you paying through the company?
Well, let's say we're based in Limerick, County Limerick. So if we go to Dublin, then we'll pay a toll on the M7. We might get the M50 toll maybe twice. And then every now and again, we might have to do the Port Tunnel. But, the M50, I think, is around a 5 each way. So say that's maybe 10 euros. Then, like, for a commercial vehicle, well, even for a small commercial vehicle, it's more expensive. So, like, a small van would be 380. That'd be 380 on the tunnel in Limerick. On the M7, I'm not 100% sure, but it's something like that. It's a bit more expensive than a private car. Mm-hmm. So I suppose we're looking at, around about maybe 20 euros in tolls to make the round trip to Dublin, including a couple of journeys on the M50.
Have you noticed more people, making an effort to now try and avoid the likes of the M50 and take the suburban routes instead?
I can't have noticed that, no. I mean, I do hear people anecdotally say that they do it, but I can't say I've actually noticed much of a change.
Kieran is with us. Kieran, you're a HGV driver. How much are you paying in toll charges?
Afternoon, Andrea. Well, I actually work, but I can tell you, an operator with maybe 10 trucks who's doubling regularly to the port in the matter is 4,000 to 5,000 a month. Wow. Now, just to the point that men there about driving in Spain and France, diesel is quite a lot cheaper, and there will be roads equally as good running parallel to the motorways. The only difference is you will have bypasses on the towns the way down, so you have that option over there. It's like ludicrous here on commercial vehicles, 740 for an articulated truck to go through the tolls here. So somebody going to Dublin like every day out to the tunnel with containers or whatever, or drawing from, taking one up and one down, it's serious money, like, you know, on top of what you're paying on diesel and paying drivers. Like, it's going to put an awful lot of hauliers out of business. Smaller hauliers in particular, they can't afford that. Plus, it's putting up the cost of living, because all that is gone. Somebody has to pay for it if the truck is paying for it. So down the line, everything is delivered by truck. So you look at it that way, it's adding to the cost of living and inflation down the line.
Like, what I wonder what the solution to this is, though, because the tolls aren't going to be scrapped. I mean, we're hearing today from these figures that have been obtained by the newsroom that it's over 2 billion that's been collected on Irish roads. Like, that's even on the M50 alone since 2008.
The M50 is a car park in the morning, like, so I can't, you know, it's no advantage really, and you can't go through the city, so there's no way around it. And there's supposed to be alternative routes, from what I can understand, when there is a toll. Now, there is more stress, but like, if you have to go back off the motorway, going to things and putting hours on you, because they just make it so awkward. Like the one here in Watergrass and Cork, if you have to go through up the old roads and you have to go through from my end back out through there, that could put an hour on you in traffic in the morning, and you're only driving probably that's going through town. Do you know what I mean? All through Europe, there will be roads of equal importance. The only difference would be a bypass around the town. But you have that option. It's there. A couple of years back, I drove from Normandy down to Biarritz, and I only paid €5 in tolls, and that was to go into Biarritz.
Yeah, that's the cost that you had at that stage. Take a listen to the ANTHU leader, Padraig Tobin. He was talking about this a little earlier, because he claims it's an unfair cost on people who really have no other form of transport.
In reality, most people who live in the commuter belts who can properly access decent public transport will use decent public transport. So the only people who are now forced to use those roads are people without that access. And remember as well that these roads are often significantly congested too. So, you know, a typical person leaving Meath will spend an hour and a half to get to work in Dublin, and the same on the way back. And actually those travel times are actually getting worse on a daily basis. So we're paying billions of euros, both through our car taxes and also in terms of tolls, for the actual pleasure of sitting in traffic in our motorways. And I think that's an absolute disgrace. I would ask the government to actually start using that money to start building proper public transport. You know, the likes of the Navan to Dublin rail line, the likes of making sure that they employ the necessary mechanics and drivers to ensure that buses show up on time or show up at all, to make sure that people have alternatives, rather than penalising people so much with these tolls.
So that's Padraig Tobin there. Dennis is with us. Dennis, you got in touch from Skerries today, and I know a lot of people will say, but like, you're in Dublin, sure, you've loads of public transport options, surely you don't need to pay tolls regularly.
No, I don't pay them very regularly. And I was actually just ringing to get in touch about kind of a little bugbear. I mean, I actually work remotely here, even though I'm in Dublin, so I don't have to use tolls that much. And sure, look, who's going to say the toll charges aren't too high, you know? But my bugbear actually is with the Drogheda toll. For years there, it's been unable to take payment from tap on phone. So every time you head to the toll there, you're looking out to try and see who knows what they're doing, who doesn't know what they're doing, and who you're going to get stuck behind. And it kind of really causes irate motorists the staff are kind of are stressed out from it all the time because they're getting abuse from people. And I don't know any other toll in the country that doesn't have the ability to tap with your phone, but for whatever reason up there, they just haven't sorted it out.
So you can pay cash, obviously, and then you can pay with your card, I assume, but you just can't do the Apple Pay, is that right?
Yeah, you can't tap with your phone, whatever the phone might be, you know.
And I don't know if you're anything like me, Dennis, so many days I'd leave the house, I wouldn't even have a wallet with me. Everything's on the phone.
That's it, because you're coming up to it. I mean, I actually, the first time that it happened to me was I was stuck at the booth. It was an attended booth, thankfully. And there was somebody, I basically had to get out my phone, get out Revolut, give them the Revolut details and transfer it by Revolut before they'd let me through. But so now anytime I'm coming up to it, and if I haven't got my wallet or cash, I'm in a panic, you know, as to what I'm going to do. But I'm sure I mustn't be the only one. I mean, there's people, obviously, lots of people commute through there every day. So, you know, we're paying all these tolls. I mean, you know, lots of them should have been abolished at this stage, for the EastLink was taken into government ownership in 2015. And they're still raking it in there. So, I mean, they're not even investing properly in the infrastructure that's there, even in simple things in terms of, like, handling payments, you know?
You see, that is a fair point, isn't it? Shane O'Donoghue's with us. Shane's the editor of CompleteCar.ie. Like, a lot of people actually don't mind paying something, some contribution to use the likes of the Port Tunnel or the M50 or these routeways if they're getting a level of value for money. But nobody wants to pay to sit in the car park.
Well, that's a very fair point. I don't really know what the solution to that particular point is. We have a huge amount of traffic on the road. I agree with the representative there in terms of we need way better public transport to reduce congestion on our roads. That's much further down the line. You know, there is a lot of talk about improving our public transport system, and we badly need that. I agree. And I don't know what we can do. I would love to see a reduction in the tolls. There are certainly some of the bigger ones, like the N4 is a ludicrous one. It's well over €3 for every car going through it, which seems disproportionate in comparison to most of the other ones. But then others like the M50, which some of your listeners have mentioned.
It's the real bugbear, I can tell you, in the text today.
Yeah, not surprised. I mean, I live in the M50 myself and I use it regularly. And while I don't mind paying for a faster route, I mean, if we didn't have the M50, imagine the disaster the city would be. But I mean, if you look at the numbers, you look at the alternative viewpoint, you look at what Transport Infrastructure Ireland have said, they say that the tolls only pay for about 50% of the running costs. So,
but where's the money going? Like, we're all paying road tax.
Yeah, there's huge costs there, obviously. And just taking that on face value, it means that the other 50% of the costs are coming from the Exchequer, which is from you and me, from our tax.
We're paying for it
obviously.
Anyway.
Yes, but I wonder, you know, people who are nowhere near Dublin, who don't live in Dublin, don't use that, would they be happy with suddenly paying the whole lot out of their tax as opposed to people who use it paying the toll? So that's the other viewpoint. And however, I would love to see no toll on that, because I think having a toll on it encourages others to use rat runs, to use local communities, maybe not trucks like one of your listeners mentioned there, one of your other callers, but people in cars, I know for a fact they use the local communities.
Yeah, the point was made by Dee, a caller a little earlier, that, you know, she thinks you should, the further you travel, the more you pay, right? So depending on at what point you get on the M50, you know, what junction, you should pay more if you're going traveling a longer distance. Would that work, Shane?
Well, I think there's some merit in that idea, but maybe we need to take more of an holistic approach to that. I mean, we already effectively do that when you pay more tax per amount of fuel you use. So maybe we should bring it all together, motor tax, duty on fuel, etc., and tolling, and bring it all in under this single umbrella that basically whoever uses the roads more, pay more.
Well, just on that, people who use the roads a lot, Danny is with us too, Shane, because Danny, you're a taxi driver in Dublin.
Indeed, Andrea. The main thing I have is, I know everyone's getting frustrated with having to pay the toll, but on a daily basis, taxi drivers are dealing with tourists in the system in coming into the country. And sometimes they're late for the airport. And you say, would you like to use the toll? Because we have to inform them of toll roads. Because we don't pay the tolls if a customer is in the car, the customer does. But even recently, I bought a businessman during rush hour. He was late for a flight through the toll. and he was shocked that he had to pay 12 euro. The thing is, we're meant to be classed as part of the public transport system. And although the public transport, the buses go through exempt to get people where they have to go, the customer using a taxi still has to pay for the tolls themselves.
And it's not even a reduced rate then, it's the full whack, 12 quid.
It's the full whack. So if you're going through, if you're late for your flight and you need to get to the airport, your choices are miss your flight by staying in traffic on the M1 going up to Dunkandra, or pay 12 euro to go through the tunnel to the airport.
That's the option.
That's your options. Now, we don't have a metro. I'm like go over to Barcelona quite a lot. And if you're running late, you jump on the metro and straight to the airport.
No issue.
If you want to get straight to the airport in Dublin, your choice is a taxi, the air coach, or they got rid of the 747 bus.
I get the 16 bus actually to the airport from town any time. I have got it, you know, fairly frequently or whatever I've been going mainly, you know. But like on a Friday, early evening, it's about an hour and a half. You need to allow to sit in the bus. Yeah, you'd be in the UK.
I think it's quite interesting that the minister will say that taxis are an essential part of public transport, yet won't give them a reduced rate even through the tunnel, which would make it more appealing for people to grab a taxi, even to get to the airport quickly.
Well, just on that, Jim's in Waterford. Jim, you're a coach driver. You pay in tolls frequently.
Oh, yeah, Andrea. Yeah, well, listen, the company I work for pay over 130,000 a year on tolls. But you spent the last 14 minutes talking about this, and I tell you, you're flogging a dead horse, because the government sold out on Irish toll roads on the Westlink toll and most of the national toll roads around the country, with the exception of two. And it's the very same thing. It's just like the national lottery. I mean, it's sold out to a private company. You buy a scratch card. The only thing you'll ever win in a scratch card is another scratch card. And it's the same thing with the tolls. It's the same thing with electric chargers on the public charging network. They sold out. They said, we're not going to bother investing 250 million euro on charging for EVs. Let the privateers take care of it. And they're ripping the people off. Right. The same thing with tolls. I can tell you now, whatever it is, it's the M50 near Blanchardstown. I think is it around 370 for a small family saloon, as far as I know. 12 months' time, that could be 5 euros, and there's nothing anybody can do about it because of the private company. They'll just keep yanking up the prices, and the consumer will keep paying it because there's a noose around their neck. They have no other option, or to go through the city. And in my opinion, the only thing they need to do is get Semtex and blow up that bridge,
stop.
And then there'll be no other option.
Right. Just on that, in terms of what people are paying, Geraldine's got in touch to tell me, I travel from Kells, Meath to Tallaght for work. I have 6 tolls each day, 2 on the M3 and M50 each way. It costs 20 euro per day. And for this, I get the wonderful pleasure of sitting in traffic. Completely agree with the suggestion of smaller tolls applied at intervals along the motorway, as is done in many other parts of Europe. Another texter, though, tells me, of course we need to pay tolls. Yes, they should be more fairly applied, and absolutely I want to see proper accounting for the money collected, but we cannot abolish every source of funding. If we remove the tolls, how will we make up the shortfall? Will we pay higher income tax? Sure, that would be deadly unfair. In any event, we pay minuscule fares compared to what they pay in France. Another taxi driver, I'm paying 250 euro a month. The taxi drivers too should get a discount. You see, this is the thing, Shane, isn't it? There's a lot of different industries are looking for some level of a discount or reduction.
Yeah, especially especially in the increase in cost of everything, inflation, etc. And you especially feel sorry for small fleet operators that was mentioned there a few times. It all does boil down to funding, and one of your last speakers there mentioned they basically were alluding to the public-private partnerships that the government has gone into for most of these tolls, and they're right. There's a big contract in place for all of those, and it'd be very hard to get out of. And there, I think the nearest one, I think it runs out in 2033. That's for the M4, and I don't know what happens after that. I can't pretend to understand the full contract details, but the government is beholden to those contracts. And the private operators, while they can't just set whatever toll they want, I mean, that's not quite right. There is a limitation on that. There's a process for that. The government has effectively signed up to allowing the private operators to increase the tolls in line with inflation. And we can't right now do anything about that unless those contracts are renegotiated.
Baz has got in touch. He tells me he's a truck driver and every day I pay a minimum of 4 tolls. But yesterday I went through 6. There's no change, barely, out of 50 quid. John says a little more tax on petrol and then do away with the tolls and the road tax. That way, the more you travel, the more you will pay through your petrol and diesel. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Keep your thoughts coming into us. How much are you paying in toll charges on a daily basis? That's Shane O'Donoghue, editor of completecar.ie. D, Dermot, Kieran, Danny, Dennis and Jim, thanks a million for getting in touch. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.